Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM radio podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
This is Mason County Judge Jerry Beard, and I have a report of the Mason County Commissioners Court meeting held on September the 13th, 2021 at 8:45 a.m. 18 items on the agenda, but we moved through them rather rapidly, doing the minutes, paying the bills, departmental reports. Also, donations were presented to the county and to law enforcement and the EMS. One special thanks is given out to the Mason County Queens Court, which had over the last couple of years had done a special collection for the law enforcement of Mason County Sheriff's Department. And we again appreciate these young ladies and the hard work that they have done to collect these funds to support our county. After this, we did work with the 452nd District Attorney's Office, Tanya Allsweed, discussing an adjustment to the 2022 budget. She is in need and presented to the court the need for hiring another clerical personnel for her office. Apparently the McCullough County, Menard County, and Kimball County courts have already gone into an agreement with this. The only issue we had was that we got this a day late. We'd already approved our budget, but we were able to, or I was able to work with the DA and the district judge, and we can line item an adjustment to make up the difference on our cost for the 2022 budget for hiring this other office personnel. And the court did approve this purchase. Then we went ahead and signed an agreement with the Bernie County for our housing inmates. We hired and classified two part-time EMS employees. We also had several people in attendance at the meeting representing various businesses here in town that had some questions concerning an item of business on our agenda about levying and collecting a fee on Texas Alcohol and Beverage Commission license. This, we tried to alleviate some of their concerns about this. The court did not take any action on it because we don't feel like that we have as much information as we need to properly approve some sort of fee on license. So we will look at that in the future. We also approved a couple other things, that new bills that have come through for our employees. That's including mental health leave, military leave, and paid quarantine leave policies to go in our policy handbook. We did approve getting to receive and renewing a TxDOT aviation grant for routine airport maintenance program. We received an engine health care report from Cherie Harden and agreed to go ahead and keep our criteria that we had put in last year for our engine health care recipients. Also designated our 2021 capital credits for unclaimed properties to again go to the 4-H meals where they teach these young folks how to cook and prepare meals, a wonderful program that we have going right now. Then in the report from the judge, I discussed we have working with a company to sign a contract to be erectors for our steel girders and beams to repair the courthouse. We also are going to have a special meeting Thursday at 10 o'clock to interview construction engineers and select the construction engineer for the courthouse. So things are moving right along. It was a good morning, a lot of business taken care of, and we adjourned at around 11:15. Thanks to KNEO for carrying this broadcast. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the KNEO Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEO 95.3 FM and KNEO 1490 AM and KNEOradio.com. For more KNEO Radio Podcast, including KNEO Sports, visit KNEOradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.